The Black Album.
Oh, he's gonna fuck you, Chris.
The best Metallica album, yes or no?
Pick a side, stupid.
Welcome to Pick a Side, Stupid, a comedy debate show that covers the important issues. Now, here's your host, Sean Carter.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Yeah. Chris Post is here. All right. That was... I feel like that was the most important thing when putting together a Metallica debate show. Because I guess me and Chris haven't always seen eye to eye on which Metallica album is best. I say the Black Album, which is obviously the best one out there, I think. Everybody in this room can agree that's their best album, right?
I don't know.
No. How many people here they're not familiar with Metallica at all? Okay. How many here are familiar with Metallica and think that their best album is the Black Album? I couldn't clap because I'm holding a microphone, but otherwise it would not have been silent, okay? All right, so we're going to do the debate all about Metallica tonight. All of these questions will require you to have a lot of knowledge about the band. I'm just kidding, guys. Don't worry. Most of them will probably have to do with sex. So we're doing it bracket style tonight, though. So this is new. It's no longer stay up here until you lose. It's a
March Madness.
It's a sort of March Madness almost thing. But it's not March Madness because we're not infringing upon their trademark. So tonight, if I announce a winner and you agree with me, I would like for you to cheer. Give that a shot right now. If I announce a winner and you disagree with me, I would like for you to boo me. Give that a shot right now. Okay. First up will be Katie Baker and Chris Post. Katie, do you want to go first or second?
Second.
Okay. Chris, your question is from Kevin M. Quigley. He asks, would you rather have a beast in your closet or in your head?
Oh, okay. Fuck them both. I want neither, because that song blows and the whole album blows, and I think it sucks that we're even entertaining that this album is even respectable, because it's not, and the only reason everyone knows this fucking song is because Mariano Rivera used to come out of the bullpen to it, so fuck the whole fucking thing. Fuck it, okay. And this is so not metal that we're doing this in, like, a condo. Jacob, it's a beautiful home. But, like, I mean, like, we're having a Metallica debate by a Weezer record.
Time!
Jacob, I love you, man.
I don't know who Marinara Rivera is. But regardless, unless she's what's going to be in the space that I have to choose to deal with, or what was that, a beast or a monster?
A beast.
Beast. Well, closets are the containable, and you can use your uncorrupted rational mind to try to battle the beast in closet. So that's my choice.
First off, you wore the podcast shirt on here, so you're a major kiss ass. So let's discuss that, okay? Draw me a picture of that. So yeah. Oh, that was so mean, because you're like the sweetest person alive. But yeah. Anyways, can we get back to the sham of a thing, that this whole thing is a sham? The fact that we're even acknowledging that this album was fucking made, okay? You know what? I realize it's not even a hot take it became more trendy to hate this album than actually like the album, which is why I feel like such an ass for standing here. But
time.
I bombed at him.
Keep going.
Yeah, you know, fuck it, because I bombed at an earlier mic, and I just wanted to redeem myself, and this is the best I've felt, like, in front of people on stage and in front of Wake. Even though it's not a week, it's a fucking carpet, so thank you for the carpet time.
If I had a beast in my closet, I could go to IKEA and get some organizers. That might do something to stop them. I don't think it will.
All right, I gotta hand the win to Chris Post.
Oh no! Oh, this is all set up.
All right, our next match will be between J.J. Buckland and Ryan Shay.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Ryan, you're taller. You can choose whether you go first or second.
Wow, the advantages keep piling
I'll up. I'll go first.
All right, pick a question. All right, Ryan, your question is... When talking about the band members of Metallica, would you recommend we kill them all or just some of them?
Well, as being as big as a bus, I would just kill some of them, specifically Cliff Burton. Because fuck them. We need a Jason Newsted. Because, you know, you need to pile your garbage onto people. And, you know, I don't think Injustice for All needed a bass player. So that was good that they didn't let him play on that. Or they let him play on it, but you can't hear it. So that's good. I'm not a fucking monster. Why kill them all? You know what I mean? We wouldn't have everything we have today. You just got to kill one. That's my argument.
Okay. It sounds like you know a lot about the band. Which makes sense for your argument. I don't know any of them, so fuck them. Let's kill them all. And I also believe they were a big part of the taking down of Napster, if I'm not mistaken. And I think for that, we should also kill them all. I've only heard Lars Ulrich talk a few times, and that was annoying. So, I mean, let's... check him off. Let's kill him. Gosh. James Hetfield. I mean, the music's so loud, guys. you know, and if I'm trying to go to sleep, we've already established Metallica's bad for that. So let's ring them all up. Hang them by their necks.
Lars took down Napster. Don't rope them in all together. Just take out the one that did it. We'll get a new drum. He sucked at drums anyways, if we're being honest, right? Am I wrong? All right, I might be wrong with you guys. He's a terrible drummer. I don't care if you're not on my side. He's really bad. It's all triggers. Like, that's when they record, it's bad. So, you know, just take him out. Metallica will be better after that. It's a great band. Everyone in the band's talented besides him.
I'd say your argument is a good argument to support enablers. And I think we should take out the accomplices, too. If Lars sucks and you let him suck, you're also at fault and you deserve to die. And the music's so loud, guys. It's like, it's just really annoying. It's just, boy, why don't you quiet down a little bit? People are trying to do their homework.
Time. All right, I gotta hand the win to J.J. Buckland.
Good game.
Our next round will be between these two people. It will be Bill McMorrow and Austin McLeod. Okay.
Hello.
Bill, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Your question is, should you chop your breakfast on a cutting board or on a mirror?
Oh, cocaine. I just woke up to get here like 45 minutes ago, so I got that. Cocaine on a mirror for sure. Look, if you're going to create albums like Kill 'Em All and Master of Puppets, you're going to have your breakfast on a mirror.
You know, you don't have to do cocaine on a mirror. You can pretty much do cocaine on anything. You could use a table. You could use a book. You could use that computer. Mirror rhymes with Clara. That's why they said that. But if they had said, like, if they were trying to rhyme something with Abel, it could have been your breakfast on the table. It could have been, I guess you could chop vegetables on a table, too, though. What are you doing cocaine? Did you say you'd rather do cocaine? And what was... I forget what I'm arguing.
You'd rather use a cutting board.
Yeah, sure, cutting board. For cocaine, though. Strictly cocaine.
Does anybody have cocaine? I could really... I don't know if this is going to make the cut. Cocaine pun. Yeah, I forget what we are. It's on a mirror. Just do it on a mirror. Have your breakfast on a mirror. I don't understand the Metallica reference in that, to be quite honest.
It's from a song.
Oh.
Chris, do you want to...
Post! Is that a lyric in the song? Yeah. Oh, wow.
I don't know. Somebody wrote that question, so I assume it's from a song. This is the kind of research I do for this show.
Sounds like must not be on the Black Album. I guess I'll throw that in there.
If it was
too.
On the Black Album, I would know
you'd
for
know
sure. Yeah,
know for sure.
You motherfuckers are shitting over my entire childhood, and I am not happy right now. God damn it, Master of Puppets is a classic album. Does anybody have cocaine? Does anybody have a cutting board?
Because I chop. I already did that.
I can't believe we're even arguing about this right now. Although cocaine, breakfast of champions, so that does make sense.
Time. All right, I hand the win to Bill McMorrow. The next match is between AJ O'Connell and Jacob Noble. Okay. AJ, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Jacob, your question is, when someone gives you a hard time, would you rather fade to black or seek and destroy?
I'd prefer to fade to black. I don't want confrontation. I'm not kind of just seek and destroy. Who am I destroying in this room? Honestly, there's probably three people I can beat up. And there's four women. I am not beating up anybody. I'm not seeking destroying anything. I'll fade to black. I'll just turtle and shell and get into a, you know, just get into a ball and just kick me until they leave. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not seeking destroying.
Once you fade to black, you don't come back. So don't do that. So don't fade to black. Seek and destroy? Seek and destroy. They don't have to be in this room. Just in general. I'm sure there are more than three people we could beat up in the world. Ever lived. Yeah, just don't fade to black, though, because you won't come back. Did I say that one? Search and destroy, and you'll find real joy.
It'd be great to destroy people, but I can't. However, fade to black, that's a nightly thing for me, everybody. He says you don't come back? Talk to me at noon the next day. I'm there. I might not be there before noon, but after noon, I'm there.
That's really depressing that it takes you till noon. So it takes you half the day to get back, and then you fade to black in the nighttime. That's most of your life. Yeah, so that's just true about him. He's really depressed. You should look into that. And yeah, you said you would if you could. It'd be great. And it is. It's dope. Destroy people. People.
All right. I hand the win to Jacob Noble.
Woo!
The next match is between Sean Rosa and Valley D. Sean, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Okay, your question is from Ryan Shea.
Ryan Shea!
Ryan asks, would you rather get kicked out of Metallica for being an alcoholic or for being crushed to death by your tour bus?
I'd rather be hit by a bus for sure. I'm trying really hard to envision being hit by a bus and then my bandmates telling me I'm out of the band. Which seems like only Metallica would do that. So yeah, I would like that. I would like to be crushed by a bus.
You'd like to be crushed by a bus. Okay. Well, I'd rather get kicked out of Metallica for being an alcoholic because, listen, if you like, we're talking about Dave Mustaine here, and Dave Mustaine, he was a notorious alcoholic, but he found Jesus. And you know where you're not going to find Jesus? Underneath a bus. No, you're finding Satan under that bus. That is straight to the source. You don't even get to change your ways. You don't even get to do anything. You don't get to repent. You don't get to... You're just like, oh, is that a bus? And you're gone.
You idiot. That doesn't mean you're dead. Getting hit by a vehicle. You can go to a physical rehab, and then they can fix you up. And then you can be what did they say? Back in the band. I'm just going from my knowledge base, specifically, which is perhaps less than yours. That's
time.
30.
I mean, I'm just reading back the question here, and it specifically says crushed to death. So, I mean, unless there's like rehab for death, which, I mean, I'd rather there be rehab for death so that Cliff Burton could be alive and Dave Mustaine can still be a fucking far right piece of shit. I mean, maybe.
Time. All right. Tough decision here. I think I have to hand the win to Valley D. Yeah. Next round will be between Chloe Kuna and Nicholas Ryan Smith. Chloe, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Nicholas, your question is, where would you rather visit with James Hetfield? Rehab or Never Neverland?
the Never Neverland that came, like Michael Jackson's Never Neverland? Or Peter Pan's Never Neverland?
I mean, I don't know which one he was referring to in the song, but I would assume Peter Pan's Never Never Land.
Okay. I'm like, I would hate to go anywhere with James Hetfield because he'd be like yelling in your fucking ear all the time, like fucking all his lyrics and stuff. I feel like he just doesn't stop doing that. But the chance to go to Neverland would be fantastic. Like it'd almost be worth having him scream in your ear the whole time for it. Maybe that could help. I mean, I do like, as long as he's saying only songs from Ride the Lightning. Sorry, Sean, but Ride the Lightning's got to be superior, but it's all generational, man. Anyway, Never Neverland. I'm going to Never Neverland. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't lose, you know?
Time.
Okay, so as we all know, I'm a comedian. If I wanted to hang out with a bunch of boys who refuse to grow up, I just go to an open mic. So, yeah, I'm going to skip that option and go to rehab. Granted, we were debating earlier what kind of Neverland. It didn't specify what kind of rehab. I'm just going to go ahead and call it sex rehab. Which is not going to be fun at the time, you know? Maybe he's a cool dude. I don't know anything about him. But regardless, that's going to be a great piece of information to break the ice when I get out. Be like, oh, where was I? I was in sex rehab with what's-his-face from Metallica. So, yeah, going with that.
Well, anyway, like, you know, he's going to be there the whole time screaming in your ear. Like, if you're in rehab, it's going to make it real hard for you to focus on getting better with, you know, your sex addiction or whatever your problems are. So I'd say that, you know, Neverland, Peter Pan, Captain Hook, that's like just always been a dream of mine. It'd be like riding the lightning, man, all over again. It'd be fantastic.
Time.
Well, admittedly, I'm not a sex rehab expert yet, but I feel like if one of my fellow, like, rehabbers were yelling in my ear all the time, like the you know, medical practitioners and whatever would be like, hey, we're going to separate you two. Whereas in Neverland, like, Peter Pan would be like, woohoo, what a fun game. Let's all scream. And I don't know why he sounds like fucking Mickey Mouse, but yeah, let's all scream in our ears. Yeah, like, there's nobody, there's no adults there.
Time. All right, I got to hand the win to Chloe Kuna. The next match will be between Ben Quick and Tyler Morrow.
Why don't we just skip to the end and you can argue with Chris?
Your question is from Connor McGrath. He asks, would you rather be trapped in a conversation with Dave Mustaine about one world governments or a conversation with Lars Ulrich about illegal downloading?
Oh, man. Definitely Mustaine, because you know what? I don't believe in conspiracy theories and one world governments, but I spend a lot of time researching them anyways, and I will listen to any YouTube video that includes things about it. Okay, you know what? I 100% believe in a one world government, and I'm lying to you all. Plus, who was my other option?
Talk to Lars Ulrich about illegal downloading.
Okay, got it. Because talking to Lars Ulrich is all. Every time I think of Lars Ulrich, I think of his nipple piercings, and I just don't want that. If I talk to him, I always think about his nipple piercings. That's what I think about. And if I look him in the eye, he talks about it. I'm just going to think about him with his shirt off, with his nipple piercings. And how I think about it. If my nipples got pierced, it would really hurt him. They're sensitive, and it makes me think about when people touch him. I would hate it. So that's why I'm talking about the one world government thing.
Definitely talking to Lars about downloading for a couple of reasons. First of all, you really think you're going to hear some great grand idea from the lead, from a member of Metallica regarding one world government? This is the band that tried to trademark the four chords they knew how to play. You think they're the people that are going to give you this mind-blowing idea, or are you going to be stuck in the same conversation your weed dealer already has with you? It's a pretty straightforward process for you to listen to talk to Lars about downloading, because no matter what he says, you're on the winning side. We're still going to be downloading in 5 years and in 10 years and in 30 years. And so all I'm going to be doing in that conversation is trolling him and trolling him and trolling him and trolling him and pissing him off so much that hopefully he becomes the second dead member of Metallica.
I didn't even know anyone was dead in Metallica. All right.
We've been talking about him all night.
I know. I'm wearing a Korn hoodie. I know nothing. All right. I just can't believe you legally steal music? That's terrible. And I think that Lars did a good thing there, because I feel like now artists and musicians make all the money they're supposed to make, and nothing's legally downloaded, and we're all in a utopia because of that. Right? No. Okay, good.
Time. We're not in a utopia, because we're ruled by one world government. And I don't need a member of Metallica to teach me that. I just know because I'm a person that pays attention and downloads a lot of illegal shit on the internet that can teach you way more than a conversation with a single person from a band can. So, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to go ahead and download not just music, but podcasts, television shows, and all kinds of crazy shit, and I'm going to get educated and learn how to overthrow the Illuminati, so you're welcome. Thank you. It's my time. All right. I got to hand the win to Ben Quick. Okay. The next matchup is between Bill McMorrow and Jacob Noble. Okay, your question is from Zach Jones. He asks...
It's a long question.
It is a long question. He asks, would you rather be kicked out of a band full of alcoholics for being too much of an alcoholic, like Dave Mustaine, or not make it past the audition because the band thought you were too talented, like Les Claypool?
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't want to disappoint the band.
I don't want them to accept
me in the band. I'm too talented for them. They know their expectations and know where my capabilities land. I don't want to ruin any expectations they may have, so just kick me out of the band before I even get in the band. Why would I want to be in the band and then disappoint them later when they can just realize that I'm better than them and they'll kick me out later? No, just kick me out right before I get in there and before it begins. I don't want to waste anybody's time. Like, it's like, you know, you go on a date with a girl and this isn't going to work out. Just call it ends now. Chloe knows. Just end it now. Why go any further? I'm too good for them.
Baby, you're the one that's too drunk to be in the band. Hey, Laz, baby, you're the one that can't keep time with the rest of us. I can be in the band. Maybe you can't be in the band, James. Maybe nobody even wants you to be in the band anymore, Kirk. I don't want to be in a stupid band. I'm also too talented for you guys, but I'm also a little bit of an alcoholic.
Listen, 15-year-old Bill McMorrow wants to fight everybody who has besmirched Cliff Burton in this fucking room. So line up, motherfuckers, because no one's leaving yet.
The only time I won't be too talented to be in Metallica is when they played with that symphony band. Was it San Francisco Symphony Band? Was that the band they played with? Whatever symphony they played with. The only good album that they ever had, because the symphony carried them. That is the only time I'd be accepted in that band. Outside of that, I don't want to be involved with all those other albums. I don't want to be get my name out of there. Get me out of there real quick. Sorry, this is the wrong room I walked into. I apologize. Wasted your time, my time.
Maybe you're too drunk to play with the symphony. Hey, James, maybe you're the one that shouldn't be here at the symphony hall. Maybe you can't handle being a professional musician. I'm going to go stab Megadeth. Fuck you guys. Also, seriously, fucking line up, motherfuckers. I know that fucking you said a lot. All right, you can go because I've seen...
Time. All right, I gotta hand the win to Bill McMorrow.
I just pulled my back, Brendan Ryan. We're gonna have to.
All right, and our final debate of the night was between Chris Post and me, Sean Carter, and it was judged by Sean Rosa. So you will hear him ask us this final question right now.
Here's our question. The Black Album. Oh, he's gonna fuck you, Chris. The best Metallica album? Yes or no? I
throw shit in this apartment.
Yes. The Black Album is obviously the best Metallica album.
It's the first and only time that they sold more than 1,000 copies. Everybody knows that. That's when they went platinum. When you sell more than 1,000 copies, that's platinum. And it really brought them into the mainstream, which is what obviously bands want, is to be known by everybody and not just like a good, solid fan base of people that really enjoy their music, but that everybody kind of likes them. I think that's what's important for a band, is that everybody just kind of likes them. So the Black Album, definitely their best album. Yes, Chris.
You capitalist whore. Listen to me. This whole thing was just one big troll on me. I swear to God.
End of the podcast.
It's a load of horse shit. Basically, if you know like the origins of history, that's on Metallica, on the Metallica Black Album. The Metallica that we all know and love, it was encapsulated from 1983 to 1989. Master of Puppets, Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning, and Justice for All. Those are the great records. That's what thrash metal is, not some bullshit that Bob Rock produced, who went on to later produce Motley Crue's, like, you know, Dr. Feelgood. That's what he was brought in, to make them pop accessible. Thank you, Bill. I don't care if I go to fucking Hell in a Handbasket and bomb this fucking thing. This is important to know, and I don't care that I haven't gotten a laugh in 30 seconds or for this entire final round, so it doesn't even matter. The Black Album blows, and that's all there is to it. Thank you.
Creatures don't get laughs.
I didn't say the rest of their albums were good. I'm just saying that the Black Album is the best one. So I'm not even saying it's a good album, but it is their best album. Which is sad but true. So,
who's your favorite, Sean? Who's your favorite band?
Why? You just want to make fun of my favorite band?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, I love Queen. That's not good. Oh, man.
John's favorite band is Jim Croce. That's a singer-songwriter.
Yes, I know Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, is this my 30 seconds?
Time. Okay. All right. I mean, he didn't deserve to be here. But you know what? He really made up for it in the end. I'm going to hand the win to Chris Post.
Hey guys, give it up for your champion, Chris Post, who won every single round. Hey, thanks for coming, guys. This is a lot of fun, and this episode might actually get played too. I don't know. Let's see what happens.
This is behind a paywall.
Yeah. This is one of the lost episodes. It's a deep cut. Okay. Thanks, guys. Good night.
That was Pick a Side, Stupid. If you liked what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
Hey, thanks again for listening to Pick a Side, Stupid. I hope you enjoyed the show. Come down and join us some week at the live show. We'll be at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy the first, second, and third Friday of every month at 7 p.m.